From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama is on his way to Copenhagen, where he will make a brief appearance at the UN Climate Change Conference. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president will be one of more than 100 world leaders gathering in Copenhagen on Friday, but his trip to Denmark and back will last barely more than 24 hours. He is expected to arrive there before 8 a.m. local time on what's scheduled to be the final day of the conference. He'll attend the morning session of the event, and there he'll deliver very brief remarks. He's expected also to hold one-on-one meetings with a small number of other leaders. Right now, it's not clear what will come out of the conference. Differences between wealthier nations and those in the developing world have made negotiations difficult. The White House says Mr. Obama will stress that the U.S. intends to take a leadership role on the issue, but that the president will only agree to something that's good for the U.S. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
A top U.S. official says President Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev could reach an agreement in principle on nuclear arms reduction on the sidelines of the climate talks. Washington and Moscow are still debating a few key points, according to the unnamed official, who says there's little chance the two leaders would be prepared to sign a complete accord in Copenhagen. Russia on Thursday called for streamlined verification procedures for planned cuts on nuclear weapons arsenals. Insurgents in Iraq used software that cost as little as $26 and allowed them to intercept video feeds from U.S. drone aircraft, potentially allowing them to monitor U.S. military operations. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
A government official says the problem came to light more than a year ago when an insurgent was picked up in Iraq. His computer included video feeds from the American drone aircraft. More such computers were found last summer, but officials say there's no indication any U.S. military operations were compromised. Drones not only take pictures of enemy locations, but can also intercept insurgent radio and telephone conversations. But the official said there's no indication insurgents were able to grab any voice data. Officials said the problem centered on an unencrypted link between the drones and the ground stations. Now they're working to secure the entire electronic route. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
A man wrongly accused of a vicious crime who served 35 years in prison was freed today with the help of new DNA testing. James Bain spent the longest time in prison of anyone exonerated by DNA evidence. He walked out of a Florida prison today and called his mother on a cell phone, the first time he's ever done that. Bain was sentenced to life in prison for kidnapping and raping a 9-year-old boy, a crime he did not commit. Sophisticated DNA testing proved he could not be the rapist. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 132 points to 10,308, and decliners led advancers by 3-1. This is NPR. Senator Ben Nelson, one of the most conservative Democrats in the Senate, is withholding his vote on the health care overhaul bill in efforts to get stricter abortion limits. Nelson's vote could make the difference in getting a sweeping health care overhaul legislation passed by Christmas. Republican Senator Olympia Snowe emerged from a meeting with President Obama today to say the Democratic timetable for a vote is totally unrealistic. People living in one-third of all countries are restricted from practicing their religion freely, according to a new study. The Pew Research Center found that religious minorities face discrimination both from their governments and individuals. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has details.
The restrictions against religious minorities range from official policy to hate crimes, and the study found that they are widespread. Because the most restrictive countries are also the most populous, some 70% of the world lives in this religious climate. The report cited Iran, Egypt, Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, and India as having significant restrictions. Sometimes government action dovetailed with hate crimes. The study said that in Nigeria, for example, after 12 majority Muslim states adopted Islamic Sharia law, violence against minority Christians and others increased. The countries with the least restrictions are the United States, Britain, Japan, Brazil, and Italy. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Brazil's Supreme Court has postponed the return of a 9-year-old boy to his American father. Today's ruling is in line with the petition by the boy's Brazilian family that he stay in Brazil until the court decides whether the boy is old enough to testify on his own behalf. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.